ABC Radio Australia.
An Australian judge at the centre of a judicial crisis in Kiribati has had a partial victory in his legal bid to have a suspension from the country's High Court overturned. The country's president suspended Justice David Lambourne in 2022, and the government tried unsuccessfully to deport him. Mr. Lambourne is a long-time resident of Kiribati and is married to the leader of its opposition. Now, the High Court has ruled his suspension was valid, but ordered he not be deported until Parliament decides his fate. So joining us with more details this morning is our reporter, Liam Fox. With that, I say good morning.
Good morning, Aggie.
Yeah, thank you very much for joining us. If you don't mind, I know this has been quite a saga. And take us back, though. How did we actually get here?
Well, as you mentioned, it sort of began in 2022 when the president, Tanes Mamau, for unspecified allegations of misbehaviour and inability to perform his functions, suspended David Lambourne. Before that, there had been a dispute over tenure. The president was of the view that judges should have three-year terms, essentially, while the judges believed that they should be judges for life, which is the tradition in other parts of the world. So that was the context. Then we had the suspension of David Lambourne for these unspecified reasons. The president also set up a tribunal to investigate these allegations. And then the government tried to deport him from the country. There was a very dramatic standoff at the airport while the pilot of the Fiji Airways plane at the time refused to take Mr. Lambourne on against his will. The government eventually backed down on that, and that standoff was resolved with Mr. Lambourne staying in the country. He then went to the Court of Appeal, which ruled that his deportation, or the attempted deportation rather, was unconstitutional. And then things got even more dramatic when the government responded to that court ruling by suspending the three judges in the Court of Appeal. They were three retired judges from New Zealand. They were now also suspended, and that's left the country without normally functioning superior courts. This latest ruling that we're going to talk about has been made not by a judge, but by a commissioner sitting in the High Court.
Wow. So, well, then what has the court had to say about this?
Well, as you mentioned, it could be described as a partial victory for Mr. Lambourne. The High Court has found that the suspension notice given to him is valid. The president does have the power to suspend a justice, a judge. The court found that the appointment of the tribunal is valid, the tribunal that's going to investigate these allegations and make findings. Though the court did find that the withholding of Mr. Lambourne's salary was unconstitutional. He's been living without a visa and without a salary since 2022, his suspension. The court found that is unconstitutional and ordered that he be paid all the money owed to him from the time of his suspension. It said that while he may be suspended, he is still a judge. He can't perform his duties, but he is still a judge. The court also found that the authorities are within their rights to withhold a visa because that suspension is valid. But importantly for Mr. Lambourne, who, as you mentioned, is a long-term resident of Kiribati, he is entitled to stay in Kiribati for as long as the question of his removal is pending. And that will be sorted out by the parliament. Essentially, the tribunal will investigate. Then those findings will be presented to Parliament, and it will be up to Parliament to decide what happens next. So, according to the High Court, Mr. Lambourne can stay in Kiribati while this process is seen through.
Interesting enough, Liam, I'm wondering, has Mr. Lambourne even commented on the court's ruling?
Not as of yet. We've contacted Mr. Lambourne. He is considering whether to appeal the decision, weighing his options at this point, and declined to make a comment. There is, however, more of this to play out. As we mentioned, if the tribunal gets underway, starts investigating, then it will present its findings to Parliament. But he has confirmed he is still in Kiribati and he will remain there until this process is seen out.